Okay. Any question?
No.
Where are we? We are almost at the end of book three. We are talking about enrichment, and at the end of all the different explanations, the main subject turned around to be that, remember, enrichment doesn't mean getting richer and richer and richer. Enrichment means getting rich enough to be able to do the trip, turn around and go back. Where? To the innocence of the human being. This is what it is. So we are listening to the story of the guy who left because he was accused of something, or he has been starting to complain or think that he knows everything, so he came out of Bukhara. Now he's going back. Everything is good. We talked about it. One should be ready to die for it. We even talked about the mosque, special mosque, and now the guy is back. We are almost there, but we are listening here and there the different stuffs again. What are these stuffs? These are all the last explanation of one thing, that in our logical brain we are confused about priorities and what is going on. Today, we are at the middle of the story. The Prophet has won a war and the people are in chains and going through, and he's smiling. They thought that he is happy that he is the winner. But we know that he's laughing at the funny subject, that to take you to paradise, I have to enchain you and pull you. And next paragraph, we'll hear the opposite meaning. Who is the real loser? Who is the real winner? The people who think they are winner, they are losers. And the people, they think that some people are losers, they are the winners. These are the juice and the essence of what we are talking about. Okay, who is the volunteer tonight? As usual, no one. So you are the victim.
How the Prophet, on whom be peace, became aware of their chiding him for his exaltation. Though the custodian did not hear those words, they entered into the ear that was from the presence. The scent of Joseph's shirt was not perceived by its keeper, but Jacob inhaled it. The devils on the high front of heaven do not hear the secret of the mystery-knowing tablet. Muhammad went to sleep and reclined. The secret came and circled round him. He whose allotted portion is open eats the sweetened, not he whose fingers are long.
Means what? Interesting. We know the story. Okay. But he was talking about this story. He stopped it as a paragraph. Now he wants to talk about how Prophet knows this. That's it. Wait a minute. Here I'm talking about the special relationship. Those guys down there are whispering to each other, trying to keep it secret. And the guy who is standing beside the Prophet doesn't hear it, but he will hear it. Why? He is not a normal human being. This is what we are talking here. We know that we are the normal human beings, And there are these people who are not normal human beings. They are enlightened. So, information goes to them. Even if he's sleeping, the secret is turning around to reveal to him, because he has given the special vision. This is the active third eye. So, you see, this is how he knows. Nobody knows, but Muhammad knows about this. Yes?
The gleaming star became a watchman and drove the devils away, saying, "Abandon theft and receive the secret from Ahmad. O thou whose eyes from early are towards thy shop, hark, go to the mosque and seek the portion allotted by God."
This is what I'm talking about. You, older day, what are you thinking about? You're thinking about your needs and your business. So let go of that, because you need that humbleness. You need that stuff that you could take from the mosque. Yes?
The Prophet then apprehended their words and said, "That laughter of mine was not from hostility. They are dead and rotted by decay. In my judgment, it is not the part of a man to kill the dead. Who are they indeed? For the moon is split when I plant my foot on the battlefield. At the time when you were free and powerful, I was seeing you bound like this."
This is the opposite judgment we are talking about. It says, "Before this, I was looking at you and I saw you enslaved by your intelligence, by your brain." Yes?
"O thou that prizest thyself on thy possessions and household, in the view of the intelligent, thou art the camel on the waterspout."
How about that? That's something that you would never understand. First of all, for you, you don't even understand what is waterspout. Because now waterspout for you is complicated, and they made something to lead the water somewhere. In all the time, it's not like that. Water spout is half a pipe, okay? Normally, it's made from bamboo, half a bamboo. They put a piece of it under the clay, under the dirt, soil, which is at the roof. They just pack it, so the water will come and will go from here to drop somewhere which is far from the wall. That's what it is. So it's something that nothing could be hang on. Now imagine, and to them this camel is the elephant. The camel on that piece of bamboo, what will happen? It will fall down. I have seen that. Not the camel. I saw my brother going up on that and falling down, and he broke his legs just because he wanted to jump on that. That's what it is. Here, he explains it in that harsh way that you, who believe that you are intelligent, you are just like that stupid camel. Yes?
"Since the bowl, the bodily form, fell from the roof, everything is coming now before my eye. I look on the unripe grape and I see the wine clearly. I look on non-entity and I see the entity clearly. I look on the inmost consciousness and I see a universe hidden."
Okay, here non-entity is like non-existence. I could see non-existence because I know the outcome. I know what doesn't exist, but it will exist. It will come to existence. I see the future because to me, everything is clear. I could see. Yes?
"I look on the inmost consciousness and I see a universe hidden. Adam and Eve not yet arisen from the world. You I have seen, fettered and overthrown and abject, at the time of ants of Alast. That which I had known was not increased by the coming into existence.
Why? All these explanation, because I know you, I have seen you at the time of Alast. Do you remember what's the time of Alast? Alast is an Arabic word that means, isn't it so? Isn't it that? The sentence is, Alastu Rabbakum, means, isn't it that I'm your God? This is what he asked us. And everybody said, yes, I know it. That was before being self and before being selfish. This is what we are going back to. We understand that we are not the creator of the universe. The universe has a creator. And that creator has understanding, logic, and all that. So, wisely, he has planned this existence. He has made this machine that is working. That's how we look at it. So, I always remember that there is a working machine in human culture, and I'm a part of that. I'm playing a part in that. That's what it is. Yes?
That which I had known was not increased by the coming into existence of the pillarless heaven. I have ever seen you headlong, ere I grew from the water and the clay. I did not see new that I should rejoice thereat. I used to see this during your former prosperity. Bound in invisible wrath, and then what a wrath, you were eating sugar wherein poison was contained. If your enemy delight in eating such a poisonous sugar, what envy of him would come to thee?
Mm-hmm. You see how it is? He's explaining what? He's explaining the difference between two kind of vision, two ways of understanding. Is that I understand it this way, and I see that you're understanding the opposite way. You see it upside down. You are like a child who likes to have a piece of sugar, even if it is poisoned. I know it is poisoned. I know what self will do to you. And you think the best thing you have is your self-confidence, to confide in yourself. Yes?
You were eating that poison with glee. Death had secretly laid hold of both your ears. I did not make war for the sake of gaining victory and conquering the world. For this world is a carcass and carrion and vile. How should I be covetous of such carrion as this? I am not a dog that I should tear off the topknot of the dead. I am like Jesus. I come to make living.
Mm-hmm. What is all that explanation about? This is the trick. And it says, okay, we fight each other, right? What does that war mean to you? That conflict and war to you means that this is a conflict and you have to be the winner. For me,